Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
As the school year finishes, a milestone year for Boston Public Schools is coming to a close. The 40th anniversary of court-ordered desegregation and forced busing. Resistance propelled Boston to the forefront of cities and towns where such orders were met with protests back then. WBUR's Dolores Handy looks at how Boston schools, four decades later, are teaching this pivotal point in...
My name is Terry Roberts, from Little Rock I come.
Terrence Roberts, with a song recorded by folk singer Pete Seeger about him and the other members of the Little Rock Nine. The nine black students who in 1957 were only able to integrate Central High School in Little Rock, Arkansas, after President Dwight Eisenhower sent in federal troops.
We, the nine, were not allowed to participate in any sports. No music, no drama.
This school year, Roberts was a guest at the Trotter School in Roxbury, where he spoke to fifth graders about his experience.
I think what he did with Little Rock and desegregation in Central High is very heroic and brave of him.
Tyreek Samuels is a fifth grader at the Trotter who loves history and Greek mythology.
Mr. Roberts said that everybody in the room had potential, and I like to hear that from people like him.
Roberts' appearance was organized by Facing History and Ourselves, an organization which has been working with schools here in Boston using history to teach tolerance. It may come as a surprise to many, but up until this year, Boston's busing history was not part of most Boston public schools' curricula.
Because the city was not ready to deal with busing.
Fran Coletti is New England director for Facing History and Ourselves.
Our approach is, how do you look at the past to be able to look at the present? And at that time, the past was we were looking at Little Rock. But many of the teachers wanted to discuss busing.
Carrie Dunn is director of history and social studies for Boston Public Schools.
Believe it or not, busing and desegregation in Boston is not part of the Massachusetts and history and social studies curriculum frameworks. They were written in 1999. They were slightly updated in 2003. There is a large segment on civil rights, but it does not include Boston.
She says that while many teachers include Boston's history of segregation and busing in their lesson plans, it hasn't been a formal part of the curriculum.
So this year, there's a caveat to that. So this year, it's the 40th anniversary of busing. So we have provided resources and we've asked all teachers of history in grades 3 through 12 to teach at least one lesson about busing and desegregation and the history of our own school system and our community in Boston as part of that because of this special anniversary year.
The anniversary marks 1974, the year busing began in Boston. The year before, Boston Public Schools had more than 93,000 students. 57% were white. Today, Boston Public Schools have 57,000 students. 13% are white. That decline is directly tied to busing.
Just to clarify, it's not that Boston is definitely not the last urban city that had segregated schools.
At Boston's XL High, Marcus Walker incorporates the topic in his African American music studies class.
Segregation in schools was made illegal in 54, and here we are in 1974 in a northern city that's supposed to be the cradle of liberty, and we're having this type of racial violence.
XL High is in the same building that housed South Boston High, the all-white school that came to symbolize resistance to school busing in 1974. White parents at the school protested. School buses carrying black students from Roxbury High were pelted with bricks and rocks. State troopers were posted in the hallways. Today, about 39% of students are black at XL High. About 23% are Hispanic. Another 23% Asian. Whites make up about 16% of the student body.
We've had some spirited debates. These types of discussions help some students kind of understand, okay, now I'm kind of understanding the history. Now I'm kind of understanding why the demographics in the school are the way that they are. Maybe now I understand a little bit better why our communities are set up the way they are. Really, I'm just trying to get students, again, to be critical thinkers, to understand the complicated issues that are around them so that they can question and they can examine, and then hopefully one day really advocate for themselves and their communities and their families.
Today, we're going to learn about this picture, and we're going to figure out who she is and why there are some people that are following her into a building. The story of Ruby Bridges.
At the Mission Hill Elementary School in Jamaica Plain, Emma Fiaka Feldman talks to her class of first and second graders about the story of Ruby Bridges, who, as a black first grader herself, was escorted by federal marshals into the previously all-white William Franz Elementary in New Orleans. Norman Rockwell captured the image in an iconic painting of her first day of school.
Why are the white people mad? They want to keep their schools the way they've always been.
Fiaka Feldman's classroom is a far cry from the schools that filled Boston history lessons this year, William Franz Elementary, South Boston High, and Little Rock Central. Her classroom looks like the world, white, black, Latino, Asian, and her students have a hard time imagining it any differently.
We looked at pictures from the Civil Rights Movement, and the kids had different things that they said just from their noticing, and one of the students said, like, oh, if this was the way things were, segregation, and he started listing all the kids that he said wouldn't be in my classroom, and he said, and that makes me feel really sad.
The school year is coming to a close. Monday is the last day. Next year, busing will be taught as part of 8th grade civics and 11th grade U.S. history. It's a complicated history, but Fiaka Feldman says the ultimate lesson is that communities change, and it's up to people to decide whether they are more inclusive or not. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Dolores Handy.